So we see faith working by love. So you see, everything that we will ever need in this life and in the life to come, I say it like this, everything we ever need, because we are in eternal life. We have eternal life right now. Everything we need on this side. And when we pull off these bodies and continue to live with Christ, throughout the eternities of eternity, it says already been provided. Everything we ever need. Everything you need to win, succeed, overcome in this life has already been provided. And faith was given you so you can receive that to win. Overcome. We have an enemy. We have an adversary. We have opponent who is trying to deceive us, misguide us, mislead us, misinform us, and bring thoughts and situations and circumstances into our lives, in our mind, in our family, in the home, in our community, and all that. What is he trying to do? Distract you, trying to get you to doubt God, that his word not true. I don't care, in the toughest situation, in the toughest circumstance, God's words remain the same. It will never change. And that's why we have to diligently seek him, make sure that word is implanted, embedded. Our hearts are filled with, our hearts are flooded with that word. Our minds are renewed with that word. It's what we think, it's what we live, it's what we say, it's what we do, it's what we think about. And when we understand how faith works, then we know how to aim our faith at the target we need. If it's an enemy trying to come against us, we know how to take him out. If it's some money we need, we know how to receive it. If it's some peace that we need, we know how to reach out there and take it. Because we know, because we have light. The Spirit of God has revealed to us. He is the Spirit of truth. He reveals to us the thing that our eyes, our ears, our nose, our feeling, that these five senses can't contact. But we know for certainty. We're absolutely sure. We're fully persuaded. Even though I can't feel it, I can't see it, I can't taste it, I can't do any little thing with this natural body, and I just lay all it aside, and I'm fully persuaded that this is the truth. And I stand my ground, and I don't back down. But I stand daily before God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I have this. I asked you the other day or whatever day I pray, now I'm thanking you for it. All kind of stuff may blow up, cloud up, flare up, and do all that stuff, but I stand my ground. God said, I'm healed. God said, I'm strong. God said, I'm more than a conqueror. God said, I'm more than the world against you. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm in this world. I have an assignment to carry out, and I will finish. That did not Paul say, I fought a good fight. I finished. My course. How many times did the enemy try to stop it? You can read in the 11th chapter, I think it's 2 Corinthians. You read the 1 Corinthians, I believe. But anyway, you read in that he said, I was shipwrecked, I was beaten with rods, I was stoned, I was left for dead, I was among pairs of robbers. And the cold, I was bitten by a snake. He said, all these things, but none of these things moved me. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 And he stood at the end, and plus Nero was trying to kill him, but he couldn't touch him. Until he said, I have fought the good fight. I kept the faith. Now I'm ready. That's the only time he could cut his head off. You say, well, it killed Jane, it killed Stephen. You know, they gave their life up. And you got to understand, also, even though they were martyrs, you got to understand, they believed God. They didn't know everything that we should know. You understand? But they gave their life up. It had to be good. Jesus stood up and gave Stephen a standing ovation. It had to be good. He lived by faith and he died by faith. Well, you die early or late. If you live for God, either way, you get the victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Either way, whether I live out to be 120 years old or 75 or 95 or 5 years old, if I live it out for God, either way, when I leave here, I got the victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we have the assurance from the Father that he said, I will satisfy you with long life. If that's what you choose, I'll satisfy you with that. I satisfy you with good things so you will not have to lack, need, or want for anything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So, Colossians, let's look at Colossians 1. See how we're doing. Yeah, we're doing okay. Let's look at Colossians 1, 3 through 5. See, once we understand that faith is what we got because God has dealt to what? Every man the measure of faith. And what we want to do is learn how to work it, how to develop it, how to get it. And then we'll read this in just a minute. But it says in Romans 10, 17, it tells us, so then faith, what? Cometh by hearing. Then it says in the 8th verse, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart, in thy mouth. What else? The word of faith which we preach, which tells us faith is in the word. It wouldn't be no use of preaching a word if it wasn't faith in it. The word of faith, we know where the faith is. It's in the word of God. So if I get the word of God in my heart, then I have what? Faith in my heart. But I got to, in order to get the faith to working in my heart, I got to use my tongue to say about that situation what God said.